Here is my security news roundup for the week ending January 26th, 2024. Don't believe Samsung when it says the S24 Ultra has a quad tele camera. From Apple to Google and more, we've even seen companies inventing new terms altogether in a bid to avoid saying digital zoom or hybrid zoom. It looks like that hasn't changed with Samsung and the Galaxy S24 series either. Samsung claims during its Unpacked event that the new Galaxy S24 Ultra has a quad tele camera system. What? Four zoom lenses? That's unprecedented. The same marketing term can be found on the official Galaxy S24 Ultra page on Samsung.com. You shouldn't believe the company's claim, however, even if the Ultra is poised to be one of the best camera phones of 2024. Read more at AndroidAuthority.com. Microsoft top execs' emails breached in sophisticated Russia-linked ATP attack. Microsoft on Friday revealed that it was the target of a nation-state attack on its corporate systems that resulted in the theft of emails and attachments from senior executives and other individuals in the company's cybersecurity and legal departments. The Windows maker attributed the attack to a Russian advanced persistent threat group it tracks as Midnight Blizzard, formerly Nobelium, which is also known as APT-29, Blue Bravo, Cloaked Ursa, Cozy Bear, and the Dukes. It further said that it immediately took steps to investigate, disrupt, and mitigate the malicious activity upon discovery on January 12, 2024. The campaign is estimated to have commenced in late November of 2023. Read more at thehackernews.com. CISA issues emergency directive to federal agencies on Ivanti zero-day exploits. The U.S. Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency on Friday issued an emergency directive urging federal civilian executive branch agencies to implement mitigations against two actively exploited zero-day flaws in Ivanti Connect Secure and Ivanti Policy Secure products. Successful exploitation of the vulnerabilities in these affected products allows a malicious threat actor to move laterally, perform data exfiltration, and establish persistent system access, resulting in full compromise of target information systems, the agency said. Ivanti, which is expected to release an update to address the flaw next week, has made available a temporary workaround through an XML file that can be imported into affected products to make necessary configuration changes. Read more at thehackernews.com. Experts warn of Mac OS backdoor hidden in pirated versions of popular software. Pirated applications targeting Apple Mac OS users have been observed containing a backdoor capable of granting attackers remote control of infected machines. These applications are being hosted on Chinese pirating websites in order to gain victims, Jam Threat Labs researchers said. The backdoor disk image DMG files, which have been modified to establish communications with actor-controlled infrastructure, include legitimate software like Navicat Premium, Ultra Edit, Final Shell, Secure CRT, and Microsoft Remote Desktop. Always download from official sources and sites. Read more at thehackernews.com. FTC bans in-market for selling precise user location without consent. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission is continuing to clamp down on data brokers by prohibiting in-market media from selling or licensing precise location data. The settlement is part of allegations that the Texas-based company did not inform or seek consent from consumers before using their location information for advertising and marketing purposes. In-market will also be prohibited from selling, licensing, transferring, or sharing any product or service that categorizes or targets consumers based on sensitive location data, the FTC said last week. Read more at thehackernews.com. LoanDepot discloses that hackers breached personal data of 16 million customers. A ransomware attack against the mortgage lender slowed down the business for over a week. LoanDepot first revealed it has fallen victim to attack on January 8th. The company took some IT systems offline, but it faced a slow recovery. Customers took to social media to complain payment issues, struggles to access their accounts, and even trouble closing deals on mortgages. About 2 weeks since LoanDepot first came forward about the incident, systems like customer portals and other internal sites returned back online. The true aftermath of the attack is still coming to light. LoanDepot did not provide additional comments or explain what types of sensitive information may have been revealed. If this is your bank, expect free credit monitoring to be offered. Read more at Engadget.com. Apple issues patch for critical zero day in iPhones and Macs. Update now. Apple on Monday released security updates for iOS, iPadOS, macOS, tvOS, and Safari web browsers to address a zero-day flaw that has come under active exploitation in the wild. The issue, tracked as CVE-2024-23222, is a type confusion bug in the WebKit browser engine that could be exploited by a threat actor to achieve arbitrary code execution when processing maliciously crafted web content. The tech giant said the problem was fixed with improved checks. Type confusion vulnerabilities in general could be weaponized to perform out-of-bounds memory access or lead to crash and arbitrary code execution. In a terse advisory, Apple acknowledged it's aware of a report that this issue may have been exploited, but did not share any other specifics about the nature of attacks or the threat actors leveraging the shortcoming. Read more at thehackernews.com. Mother of all breaches reveals 26 billion records, what we know so far. The supermassive leak contains data from numerous previous breaches, compromising an astounding 12 terabytes of information, spanning over a mind-blowing 26 billion records. The leak, which contains LinkedIn, Twitter, Weibo, Tencent, and other platforms' users' data, is almost certainly the largest ever discovered. There are data leaks, and then there is this. A supermassive mother of all breaches includes records from thousands of meticulously compiled and re-indexed leaks, breaches, and privately sold databases. Check to see if this affects you by following the link listed. Read more at cybernews.com. This week's must-see on my YouTube channel. Identity Theft Awareness Week starts on January 29th. The information offered in the video can help you avoid becoming a victim. Additional reference material is also provided in the video show notes. Please watch my video on that topic by following the link listed. Did you know? The incredible 270-degree rotation of an owl's head is a necessity. Their eyes are tubular and cannot move side to side like ours can. So instead of moving their eyes, they move their entire head. Because pigs grow so quickly, 48 Yorkshire piglets were used during the filming of the 1995 movie Babe. Just thought you might want to know. The way I see it, if you want the rainbow, you gotta put up with the rain. Thanks to Dolly Parton. Curiosity is the essence of human existence. Thanks to Eugene Cernan. And that's a wrap for this week's Security News Roundup. Stay safe, stay secure, and I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye, and thanks for watching and listening.